Scott Morrison has doubled down on his call for an overhaul of the international trade rules to deal with China as a developed economy, and he's flatly rejected Labor's criticism that he's not acted in the national interest by talking about China whilst in the United States.
I'm afraid Anthony and the Labor Party have become a weapon of mass confusion, whether it's on issues of the economy or issues of border security or immigration, and now on issues of foreign affairs. They change their position in a desperate search for relevance on a day-to-day basis, and I would urge them to take a more mature reading of these sorts of things.
That's Scott Morrison speaking a short time ago about Anthony Albanese's interview with us here on Breakfast yesterday. Peter Van Onselen has been travelling with the Prime Minister. He joins us from New York this morning. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Your time, Hamish.
Just talk us through Scott Morrison's response to Anthony Albanese, because it was essentially questioning the appropriateness of the Prime Minister taking this clearly stronger position on China and trade from the United States, standing beside the US president in the way that he has done.
Yeah, I was there at the media conference when he gave that clearly scripted and rehearsed line about Anthony Albanese. The interesting thing is, both of them, in my view at least, are true in what they're saying. It's just that they're obviously having a partisan fight about it. It is true what Anthony Albanese says, that China is a developing nation. But there is also some truth in what the Prime Minister says, where he says that they're so big and powerful now that them getting special treatment with the size of their economy and so forth means that they shouldn't get that special treatment. Now, the Prime Minister goes an extra step and says that they are no longer a developing country. I think that that's just factually inaccurate. However, he's right insofar as they are a powerful country, and indeed they are a superpower. So the aim here, really, I think, by Scott Morrison is to try to paint Anthony Albanese as out of touch in the sense of what China is regarded as today. And the test, I guess, is whether mainstream Australians agree with him or not.
Overnight, President Trump has spoken, echoing pretty precisely what Scott Morrison had said less than 24 hours ago. You're travelling as part of the Prime Minister's press pack. What sense do you have of the coordination between the two leaders on this new rhetoric around China and it being a newly developed economy?
It's interesting, isn't it? A potential new allegation of collusion for Donald Trump, but one that's perhaps less politically damaging this time for him. Potentially more politically damaging, though, domestically in Australia for the Prime Minister, if there is a perception that he's simply a hand puppet for the US President, even though he was saying it before Donald Trump did. I think that the idea that this was collaborated is probably a bridge too far. I don't think in their private meetings, and this is speculation, he hasn't answered these questions as such, but I don't think in their private meetings they coordinated a strike. I think more likely they came to the same view, and who led them coming to the same view really is something that listeners can make their own determination on. But certainly the idea of closed discussions about these issues is absolutely what has occurred. But I think it's a bridge too far to suggest that they were, you know, planning a coordinated strike. Scott Morrison, let's not forget, has been saying some of these things in relation to China, yes, in the last 24 hours, but also probably over the last month or so, he's been ramping up that rhetoric. The new thing that's come to the table, of course, is this speech hours ago overnight, Australian time, when Donald Trump went as hard as he did on China. He has obviously been in the midst of a trade war, but that rhetoric has all of a sudden mirrored the rhetoric that our Prime Minister previously said.
Can you just give us some detail on the ramping up of what Scott Morrison has been saying over the last little while? Because I note that his office has been sort of putting out this line that what he's said in America isn't a dramatic departure, but it certainly seems somewhat inconsistent with what folks like Simon Birmingham have been arguing pretty strongly in recent months, which is that you need to bring this trade war to a close as quickly as possible because it hurts everyone. I mean, that's not what we're looking at here now.
Yeah, look, I think that certainly in what Scott Morrison as Prime Minister is saying, is he's on the same page as Birmingham in the sense that, yes, he wants the trade war brought to an end, but he's being harsh in what he's calling for China to switch from, which is against their national interest. They've got all sorts of concessions because of their developing nation status. So if you actually want a practical outcome, which is to bring the trade war to an end, the Prime Minister's rhetoric, and indeed now Donald Trump's rhetoric, is suggesting China should do, is not something that they will do. And so therefore, that's not likely to see an end to the trade war anytime soon. So that's the difficulty here, the practicalities, if you like, of what they're demanding China does. If Australia or if the US were getting the same concessions that China's getting, you don't just willingly give that up as a nation. They've got it, I think, through till 2030 or thereabouts on things like climate change, for example. So I don't see them looking to give it up. So it's a rhetorical war at this point, which has no solution to the trade war that we're in the midst of between the US and China.
Maurice Payne, the foreign minister, also there in New York. She's just met her Chinese counterpart. She won't say what was discussed other than that the talks were very positive. It's pretty likely, isn't it, that this would have come up?
I would have thought so. When she said that, I had a grin on my face. I'm not going to go into what was said, but it was positive. Well, positive insofar as they maybe didn't jump over the table at one another, but it's hard to imagine that the Chinese foreign minister was particularly delighted, not just by Donald Trump's rhetoric, but by the fact that it had been backed up and even preemptively backed up by the prime minister. So she just wasn't giving anything away. That's always the one that we know politicians can do, though. They're happy to tell us about private conversations when it suits them. Donald Trump was doing it ad nauseum about what Scott Morrison said to him in their private conversations. But when it doesn't suit them, of course, that's when they're going to use the vow of silence.
Peter Van Onselen, thank you.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen, political editor with the Ten Network and contributing editor with The Australian.